MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Welcome back.
It's the MSC Cruisecast.
MSC Cruisecast.
Do you like our voiceovers, by the way?
Who intro'd us today?
That was Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Wow. We're like so up there. We have host introductioners.
We hired talent. to do our voiceovers. Went out and auditioned some talent to do our voiceovers.
And we liked Sebastian's accent. So, hello, Stash. Thank you for joining us. Little dog is bouncing into everything.
Anyway, welcome back to the Cruisecast.
Yes.
Look at me. I'm dressed up. But why am I dressed up for today's episode, you might ask? I'm not really dressed up.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to be talking about what?
Oh, my goodness. Tipping. This is probably the most controversial subject when it comes to cruising.
Tips. Gratuities, service fees.
Whatever you want to call them.
They all mean the same thing.
So we're going to go ahead and just dive straight into this. Without any further ado. You ready?
Without any further ado. Yes, go ahead. That is one of my pet peeve sayings.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little pat saying, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like that saying. Yeah. Please never do that again on our cruise cast. Okay, so.
Sorry, coffee up. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're just going to basically talk about MSC. Oh my goodness, I wonder why.
It's called the MSC Cruisecast?
That's right. So we're going to talk a little bit about like regular cruising and then yacht club cruising.
What was that?
And then when you're where?
Yacht club, you're up a little. You get to look down on people. You were throwing up the yacht club gang symbols.
The yacht club gang signs.
Right on. That's how you know when you wear the colors.
That's right. Okay, so very basic. MSC charges $14.50 per person per night on their U.S. cruises. If you cruise in Europe, it's by euros, it's 12 euros, so whatever that ends up being. But we're just going to talk about U.S. So that ends up for like Chris and I, for example, on a seven-day cruise. What?
Why are we just talking about the U.S.? Because you don't want to do the conversion.
I don't know how to convert 12 euros, so yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Thanks for calling me out on that.
I just wondered. You glossed over it so quick. I thought there was a reason.
So Chris and I on a seven-day cruise, it's right around $203, like 50 cents up or down from there, right about there. And so like for us, we thank you, Kitty. He's adding his color commentary.
I don't even know if they can hear it.
So. Okay. Well, the cat just meowed. What was I saying? Okay. So we consider that part of the cruise price, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want me to put up the official quote this early for the MSC? Consider it part of the price too.
Yeah. Well, what I want to say, and we are not going to cover this very much. We're just going to come out and say a lot of people think that you can remove those gratuities if you are not happy with... is the cat gone finally? some people think you can remove those gratuities if you're not happy with how someone acts or whatever. And so you bring up tipping. If you search for that online, you're going to see that as people think that's an option. And for us,
people
removing those $14.50 gratuity. Yeah.
I didn't know that people thought of that as an option. Well, I mean, I have heard of people doing that, but
yeah.
I hope that's not widespread.
It's fairly widespread. Hmm. And you see it. Well, I'm just part of a lot of forums, so a lot of people ask about tipping, and so I probably just tend to hear it a little bit more than you. Because
the people are taking off.
They're removing that because they don't feel like they want to tip cash to the people they want to tip cash to, and they don't feel it's right. And we just want to come on and very strongly say we are absolutely against that.
100%.
Those gratuities need to just, you assume that they are just part of the cost of cruising. It goes towards people that you don't see. So just being upset at one person should give you no right to take it from everybody else.
If you feel that you must take off the gratuities for that are meant for all the crew, mm-hmm. when you've been on a cruise, you need to contact the captain of the ship and explain to him what is going on, because
that's a really harsh thing to do.
That is, yeah, that's an overreaction to getting some bad service. I mean, there is, people are human. You deal with crew that are human.
Yeah.
And they're going to have bad days. It's just going to happen.
We've had it happen to us.
Life.
Exactly.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
And you might get them one time on their bad day where they don't give you very good service. They might even give you rude service. But if that happens from every crew member where you feel you have to take it off,
there's something bigger going on.
There's something going on your cruise where you need to rethink your cruise line that you're on, I guess.
Yeah, so like we just want to kind of say that. So like I said, no, we're not going to spend much time. We're not going to argue the points either way. We're just going to say don't do that.
Don't do that. Leave that on.
And another thing that I like to do is I like to actually prepay my gratuities. You can do that if you book through a travel agent. They can set that up for you. If you book through MSC directly, you can prepay it. That way you don't even see it on your bill, which I like. I don't want to see that.
Right. It is part of your cruise.
It is. It is.
Fair. Yeah. That is part of your cruise fare. You shouldn't think of it any other way. And I know you said we're not going to dwell on it too much, but I just want to say here's what realistically what you need to do. You need to go to guest services and you need to tell them your experience.
Right.
Don't punish other crew members.
Right. Exactly.
Because you had a bad experience or two.
Right.
Or three, let's say, on a cruise. I would be amazed if you really did get three bad experiences with a crew member on.
I know.
Three of them on a cruise. I can remember like literally like two or three the entire time I've been cruising.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And if you'd like to tip in cash to those particular people, but
I was just going to say, if you're getting them all the time, if you're getting bad experiences,
maybe it's,
there might be a constant in that whole thing. That's you.
That's you.
You might want to reevaluate how you deal with other people.
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, if you are the type that likes to tip in cash to the people that you encounter, I know that MSC has like a general statement, right?
Yes. Let me.
We have both of our animals joining us today on today's podcast, just so you know.
Let me read exactly what they say. MSC from their website about tipping.
Okay.
Tipping. MSC Cruises does not recommend giving cash tips to individual crew members. On board, the entire payment system is provided by the internal system of each liner. Thus, upon check-in on board the liner, an onboard account will be open for you from which a tip, a service fee, will be charged. There it is. That's what they say about tipping. They say, don't worry about it. It's taken care of.
Right.
Of course, it's up to an individual to decide if they think that's enough. Good.
Yeah, enough. Yeah.
For their cruise, or if they would like to compensate the crew even more.
Right. Let's start talking about like non-yacht club. So if you're just booked in like inside a balcony, like anything like that. So your gratuities are that $14.50 per day. You either have them added to your account each day, or like I said, if you prepay them, don't bumpy. Or you can have them prepaid and you don't see those at all. So do we typically tip when we are in inside cabin, balcony, whatever, non-yacht club? We don't necessarily tip cash to like the bartenders as we go around. Sometimes we do if we're doing a bar crawl or, you know, like.
I was going to say, it is really up to the situation.
Exactly.
For us.
But we might like a dollar here, dollar there, something right. like that. And then we typically always will tip a little bit to our room steward. So 20, 40. Something like that, you know?
We always...
It depends, but that's kind of...
We always tip extra to the room steward.
To the room steward. Because we typically have a lot of fun interactions with our room stewards.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Every time we get a chance to interact with our room steward, we're going to do it.
And obviously, they know we have a channel because we got, like, the thing on our front door and they see us with cameras. So a lot of times, they ask questions and, you know, so we get kind of some fun interactions. But, I guess I should start by saying we're going to let you know kind of what we do.
We
don't really have like a exact thing what we want to say on this one.
Well,
it's kind
because,
of
here's it's all subjective. Tipping is so subjective. So we're going to give you some guidelines that might help you out. But again, like I said before, it is
personal.
Up to you.
Yeah.
As the cruiser, as to what your experience was and whether you want to tip extra. You don't have to
You absolutely do not have to. You can go on a cruise, you can pay that service charge that's charged here, and you don't have to bring a single penny cash, and you're fine. Like, you will not disappoint people. Like,
the crew is going to be like, well, and tip me. They're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
On MSC, this is the MSC cruise.
That's
pass.
What we're talking about. Yeah.
They say, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You've already paid for it in your fare. Get on board. Enjoy yourself on the cruise.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Our crew members don't expect it.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Which I think is wonderful.
Exactly.
So I think that's why you're saying this is what we do, because we do in our cruising on board MSC, we find that we do want to tip a little extra to certain crew members.
Yeah.
So this is what we do. And if you want to base that on what you do, or if you want to kind of adjust it up or down as to what we do, you certainly are welcome to do that.
I want to address a little bit about Yacht Club.
Yes.
Because I think Yacht Club, we kind of like step into a different scenario, right? And when I was, I think on our Yacht Club videos that we did on the Maravilla, I get quite a number of people messaging me directly, which I love, and just kind of asking for some kind of guidance. And so when I was thinking about doing this video podcast, I was thinking, like, for Yacht Club, it's a luxury world, right?
Right.
Everything is done for you. Okay. That is not the world Chris and I live in. We do not. Okay. We're very much not in this luxury world.
Well, I tell you what, for lunch yesterday, when I was opening my can of tuna, it was white albacore.
Oh,
so I did feel
we're
kind of luxury.
But when you vacation in Yacht Club, when you take that week-long trip, you feel like you're like entering another world, right? You're entering this luxurious world and you want to be able to fit in. So you want to know the correct etiquette so you don't stand out or look like you don't belong. So in that, and that's what we're going to talk about in another episode, even about dressing, you want to kind of feel like you fit in. So a lot of people are asking these questions like, well, what are you supposed to tip? Like, people just want to know some kind of guideline to let them know. So, and I think that's, they're asking that question a little bit more about like the yacht club maybe than just regular cruising. Cause I think a lot of people might feel comfortable with just leaving the tips at that, whatever the cruise line is charging. And then that's fine. They don't really tip anything extra. I think when you step into that yacht club world, all of a sudden you feel like they're doing more for you and you feel like, well, maybe I should be tipping. What should I be tipping? Who should I tip? And you may want to kind of know those answers a little bit before you go. So you can just like, yeah, I belong here, at least for the week.
Right. When you start interacting with the Vanderbilts of the world, the Elon Musks,
right,
the Jeff Bezos, they live in such a different world.
They do, that, yeah.
That's the separated from the rest of us. And we think that when we go in yacht club, we're going to be surrounded by the Vanderbilts. And
We're not.
We're really not. There's probably some very wealthy people in the yacht club just because they can afford
it.
There's a lot of people just like us. That are sailing in yacht club, maybe got an upgrade like we did last time.
Just want to experience it. Exactly.
Don't feel like when you get on there that you're out of place. You're not out of place.
Exactly.
You might, and I think that having some of this stuff beforehand, like you're saying, some of this knowledge beforehand helps you feel a little bit better when you get on there.
I wish I had some of this information before.
Exactly. It helps you feel a little bit better when you get on there and you feel like you might be like you're the person you're talking to is like, is that person? Does that person have 8 mansions? Or did they just get an upgrade? Like
exactly.
And what are they tipping?
Well, something that we thought we could share is kind of like our way that we evaluate who we should tip or how much we should tip. So like that scale and what we use.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
When we went on Yacht Club, we didn't have any information about any of this. But we always tip at the end of a cruise.
Good
anyway.
Point. Good point, yeah.
We kind of make notes of who we would like to tip a little extra, and then at the end we tip the people that we have notes for. So I think that kind of played in our advantage when we went on the yacht club and we didn't know, like we didn't feel like pressure to tip when somebody brought us a drink or we asked for hey, there's no ketchup for the French fries. Can we have ketchup? And then they had to go get ketchup.
Right.
Because it wasn't like sitting out or anything. And we were like, we didn't feel like, oh, do we need to tip them now?
No,
did you give
that
a couple bucks? Or, when we got on, we weren't going to do that just without the information. We weren't going to do that because at the end we tip.
We all, yeah.
So I think that helps a little bit. I know that's maybe not for everybody, but that might help you a little bit when you get on any cruise. Tip at the end
because make then you'll maybe notes. Really see who gives that good service
and you don't have to worry about it during the cruise.
Exactly
then.
Yeah,
you know,
all of our cash stays in the safe until we're till the end.
Exactly. And it just helps you relax and enjoy your cruise. And I don't know. More specifically for Yacht Club, they want you to have an all-inclusive experience when you get on Yacht Club. They really go out of their way to make sure that things are taken care of. You don't have a worry in the world when you're in Yacht Club.
You don't feel like they're standing there like...
Exactly.
Can you see my hand? Yeah, wait. Yeah, no, that never... You never feel that.
No, you don't feel that. You don't feel that you are in want of anything, and they go out of their way to make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, they want you to have a carefree experience in Yacht Club. I mean, they really...
They honestly do.
They really do, and they really try to get that across in how they talk to you and how the things are presented to you and even pre-boarding.
Right.
They want it to be carefree.
Right.
Easy. You get on, you Just enjoy the just yacht enjoy club it. To the fullest.
Yeah.
And then you get off. You don't have to worry about anything that you might need in the yacht club. It's taken care of.
Exactly. And, you know, you pay a lot of money for the yacht club.
I was going to say.
You pay a lot of money for it. And so that's built in. So you're a 24-hour butler. That's part of what you're paying for. So if you feel the need, even in yacht club, you can walk off and not pay any additional tip. And you're not going to get, like, hated for it.
Right. That butler is not going to be, like, making notes when I ever see Beth and Chris again.
Okay, well, here is our...
They're not getting any nuts in their room.
That's right. Here is how we evaluate if we want to give any additional cash to someone, and it is the interactions that we have with them. And this could be in or out of yacht club, right? So, you know, with our butler, how much interaction do they... Do we ask them for things? Do they get what we ask? Do they, you know, have they done something for us? I think that's how we try to measure. Sometimes if you're a room steward, they just come in, clean your room, and you don't have those interactions. You don't have those requests where you're asking for something out of the norm. Then that's how, does that kind of make sense? That's how we kind of.
Because I think we might have touched on this just a bit earlier. When you're in the yacht club, you're going to feel a lot of opportunity where you think you might want to tip extra because they're going out of their way to pamper you.
Right.
So you'll have plenty of opportunity to feel like you need to tip extra.
Yeah.
So get some guidelines of how you want to evaluate your service.
Right.
I think that's good to have.
So who was our butler?
Oh my goodness, you put me on the spot.
Rodelin.
Yes.
And I think...
Rodelin, if for some reason you are watching this or listening to this, oh my goodness, we love you.
She was really... We had some really good conversations, like not cruise conversations with her, so we really enjoyed that. But honestly, like, we didn't have a lot of requests from her. We didn't request a lot from her, right? So we didn't like ask her to provide certain things in the room or ask her to get us reservations or did we really even do any of that? I don't know that we did.
No, sorry.
I know.
Stash has
got a lot going on.
Running around underneath my legs here. Sorry about that. We did not do a whole lot. And really, because we were naive, I think so. Half of that was we were naive and didn't realize that you could.
What? What you gonna ask
for all that? We were kind of used to regular because they were like, "Yeah, you just go do it.
Yeah.
You just go. What? I need to put suntan lotion on myself. I can't ask. I'm just kidding.
No, but like things like unpack your bags for you or pack your bags for you, stock your mini bar with a certain. Drink. Like, we didn't really ask a lot of that kind of stuff.
That pillow was a little not fluffy enough. Can I get another pillow?
Like, we didn't, So, like...
Literally, that's what they're there for.
So, then how many times do you request something particular? Like, I think in... So, that's what we're talking about with, like, interactions, right? Maybe in the restaurant, do you ask... maybe if you have a special diet request or something that you talk to the chef and they accommodate you multiple times...
Or in best case, salt.
Brought my own salt, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
But like, I think that's how we judge, number one, good service. And number two, maybe who might, we might want to tip some extra at the end. Or how many of those kind of above and beyond interactions do we have? And how they respond to them, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of how we judge it. So... let's talk money for just a second. So, you know, again, everyone is individual with this, but like for us, you know, maybe $10 to $15 per day if we get those good interactions. So what is that? Like maybe $100 that we may, you know, tip to the butler, maybe $50 or something to the junior butler. Yeah, is that kind of what?
But that is totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
We're just throwing numbers out. Right. We're just throwing numbers out. So
I would say that would be on the high side.
It could be on the high side. Yeah, yeah. When we were not in yacht club, you know, sometimes we do like $20 or $40 or something for the room steward. So a little bit more for yacht club.
Yeah, and when we're not in the yacht club, we do $3-$5 a day. Something extra.
Yeah,
and again, we always up to $7. Yeah. I mean, if they're really, really awesome, we, you know, up to $7 a day or something. Yeah. But yeah,
I mean, those, just to kind of again give you kind of ballpark figures. But exactly. I also wanted to mention like the players in the yacht club that you may want to
the players,
the people that you may have these special interactions with that you may want to bring cash for. So, the butler and the junior butler. So those are the two people taking care of you in your room. The lounge attendant. So for us, that was Irish and Patricia. So they were in the lounge and then the pool deck. So they kind of, you know, flipped back and forth to there. So they were pretty awesome. Of course, your bartender in the yacht club bar, concierge, if you request like a lot of special things or if they do bookings for you. Of course, the maitre d' of the restaurant, maybe your server at the restaurant. So those are some of the kind of people that we found that you would kind of interact probably most with.
Yeah. I would say, yeah. When you're in the yacht club, you'll probably interact a lot with those
the lounge attendants. I don't know if that's the like their official title.
I was just trying. They are butlers.
Yeah, but they don't do a room. They're
right.
More the butlers for like the lounge and then the pool. Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah,
they're the ones that kind of take care of that area. But you'll see them doing butler activities.
Yeah,
other butler activities.
Yeah,
every once in a while on the ship. So anyway, so I just want to say that they are butlers, but they kind of take care. That's their primary responsibility is those lounge areas. You will definitely have a lot of interaction with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, if you like in the restaurant, if you're requesting special things and like we just let them sit us wherever they wanted to and whatever server we had, we were fine with. So we were pretty like really low key maintenance. So maybe if you're higher maintenance, then just maybe take care of those people a little bit.
Yeah. 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 I was going to say exactly. You probably have a lot of interaction with your waiters and your bartenders. What?
Go ahead. I was going to say something, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering if any of you know this because it was something we came across when we were on the Maravilla. And when you talked, Chris, about MSC, really it's on board. It's a kind of a cashless society, right? And they right. don't want a lot of cash floating around. So it was interesting. Our room was on deck 16. So we were on the same deck as the concierge in the yacht club. And so we didn't see much when we walked to our room. But when we walked from our room back, like towards the elevators, we kind of saw like the backside of the concierge desk. And one time I noticed that a butler came up and handed him cash, and he took this like silver box out from below, and it had little like one of those little cash boxes, you know, when you had like a yard sale, those little gray yeah. like sale. He had sure. like this little cash box and had little files. I couldn't see what was written on them, but he then took that money that the butler gave him and filed it away and then put it down. I don't know if I was supposed to see that or not, but my guess is that maybe if anyone is tipping on a daily basis, maybe they don't want cash like just in people's pockets or whatever. And so I was wondering if maybe that they kind of collected all of the cash right. or tips given
right.
Into one central place, so there wasn't people walking around with maybe cash in their pocket. I'm thinking that that's what that was. I'm wondering if any of you know for sure, because I'm really curious about if that's really what was going on.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah.
Was they just don't want cash.
Yeah.
You know, just hanging out on everybody. So.
Yeah. So it just kind of goes along with, I think, a little bit more of the European feel that MSC is, where in Europe it's the same way. Like in restaurants, they don't like it's kind of built in, right? You don't
exactly.
you don't tip.
That's a interesting thing. Interesting little
point of view.
Yeah, a little thing that you came across, because in Europe, when you are at a restaurant,
right,
or continental Europe, when you're at a restaurant, it's especially kind of Italy,
in. Yeah,
tipping is
a faux pas.
Yeah, you don't tip.
Yeah,
it's part of the price of your meal.
Right. So it's just interesting. Like, I'm wondering if they kind of try to collect the cash so it's not sitting around.
Well, it's just, they come from that background. Yeah. They started cruising in Europe. So I bet that people just didn't tip.
Right.
And since they have crew from around the world that do expect the tip, it's built in. I mean, it's always, for years, it's been built into your fare.
Right.
But, you know, they just went ahead and we're building it in, and then we'll pay the tip out. And then that way we can continue that experience that people are experiencing in Europe when they board the ship of no tip.
Well, I'm wondering, too, if things have been a little bit different since they're in the U.S. market, since people in the U.S. tip. Like, right. That's how we're built, right? We're built to tip upon service. So I wonder if they've had to kind of like change things, how they do it internally,
right,
with the U.S. market, because people are handing cash. I mean, I do know some people like to do it per day. Some people like to tip at the beginning and then feel like they get better service. So I know there's different kinds of people out there, but I do want to say that I think there's something more important than cash tips.
There is. I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Yes. So at the end of your cruise, I was going to say flight, and I don't know why I was going to say that for a second, but at the end of your cruise, you get an email. It's like a guest satisfaction email, and they're basically saying, how did we do, right? And so what we always do on our, I don't have my phone with me, but what we normally do as we're cruising is I have a note open. When we have those really cool interactions with people, I make sure to write their name, because a lot of times we're so bad and we won't remember names after we get home. And we're like, oh, you remember that? You remember when? Who was that? So we always try to like write names down and maybe just a little blurb of what they did for us that made us like, hey, we need to remember to mention them. And so we may have a list of 7, 8, 9 people by the end of the cruise that will have written down in a note. And then when that guest satisfaction email comes through, kind of towards the end, it'll say, did anyone make your cruise more special? And then we just like fill those out. We write names very particular with whatever name they provided. You know, I don't think a lot of them give us last names, but at least the first names and where they worked. And so, and a lot of times that is better for them than necessarily like a dollar or two cash, right? Because we talked to Rodney, our junior butler on the Maravilla, and he was sharing his story with us, and he shared that he started out at the very bottom, like just cleaning rooms, right? And it was those guest comments constantly naming him, that he did such a good job, that he finally was able to get into the yacht club.
Exactly.
So they can,
MSC especially, yeah. I don't know about other cruise lines,
yeah,
but MSC especially really takes into account those surveys and the mentions, yeah, of particular cast members, and they use those
crew members.
What did I say?
Cast members.
Oh, my Disney background. Sorry. The crew members.
Yeah.
And they use those for
career advancement.
Advancement.
Yeah.
When they're looking at a yacht club, which the crew members, they want to go
they
to
want
yacht
to be
club.
There. Yeah. That's like big time for them.
Exactly. Yeah. And they look at the interactions that are recorded,
yep,
and put down in their file, or you know, their profile,
yeah,
or however they keep,
yeah,
track of that. They look at those, and that's a major part of how they decide,
yeah,
who's going to advance into those roles inside,
exactly,
the yacht club.
So if you want a tip, that's great. But I would say more than that, write those names down, give them those comments in that email or however, if you want to even just go to guest services and fill out a form or whatever. But sometimes that is a more long lasting and I think a really great way to recognize someone who's done something great for you on your vacation. You know, that could change their life. So
exactly. And that's for like the regular part of the ship. When you're in the yacht club and you give that recommendation, they are then able to move maybe into more senior positions that will pay them quite
over
a lot more than your $2.
So we're just trying to say, exactly. Don't forget that. I think
don't forget that. If you want to offer extra tip, do it. Do not forget to write down their name so that you will remember who gave you that exceptional experience
while you
were on board, and write it in that questionnaire that they're going to send you.
Yeah. Because like I said, that is just as good as a cash tip or better. So, anything else that we want to cover?
I think that covers
tipping. I hope that kind of gives you like some kind of like context when you're going on your cruise and make you feel a little bit more comfortable knowing if you need a tip or not.
Number one rule, it's already built into your fare.
Don't ever feel pressure to have to.
Number two rule, don't take it out.
Correct.
Do not ask for that to be removed. Number three rule, if you would like to tip extra, go ahead.
Yeah.
But don't feel pressure. Get on board and have the time of your life.
Exactly. And what's the last rule? Maybe four or five?
We're four.
Four. Make sure you write their names in the comments.
Oh, 100%. Give them that. Yes. Yeah, I was just talking about tipping, but the whole, definitely.
So let us know your thoughts. Is that kind of what you guys do when you are on a cruise? Like I said, it's a very controversial subject and everyone does their own thing. But, you know, that's just we wanted to kind of share our ideas on that. So, feel free to answer any questions.
I think you did very well with your homework on tipping.
Thank you. You too. All right. We have a lot more exciting conversations to have.
You're putting the bar pretty high.
We are. We got some fun things to talk about. So
yes, we do.
So make sure that you stay tuned. Every Thursday we have one of these podcasts come out. So we appreciate all of your support and comments.
Yep.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.